Heading out?
Done for now, I think. More we'll have to wait until you get down there tomorrow and take a look around.
Still sure you don't want to be first?
Why hug all the fun? I have plenty to do up here for now.
All right. See you tomorrow.
See ya.
At least she didn't tell me to get some sleep. Loose ends to wrap up. Ship, open a channel to... Cancel. I need to stretch my legs anyway.
Oh, hey, boss.
Don't call me that.
Sure, boss.
Have you seen Cyrus or James? I need to catch up with them.
James is in the infirmary. Need me to find Cyrus?
I'll figure it out. Thanks.
Yes? Who's there?
It's Zahava. Do you have a moment? I need to check in with you.
You could just come in. It's the infirmary, not my private quarters.
What can I say? I'm very polite.
Looking forward to tomorrow, are you?
Forward, down, some other directions, maybe.
Did you just make a joke?
No.
Good. Because it wasn't funny. What did you need?
You haven't signed off on the plans for the clinic we're seating downstairs. Cyrus needs to finalize it all tonight.
Ah, that. I thought it looked fine. I'll let him know.
You might be stuck with it a while. Is it big enough?
Unless our plans change catastrophically. It should be fine. More concerned about the limitations on the medical former. But I've made do with less. In worse places.
I'll get Cyrus on designing you an upgrade.
Well, if that's all you need, I'd like to get back to the rousing conversation I was having with the infirmary's former.
Maybe I should send Cyrus to you directly.
Nah. I'm actually pretty fond of the little bastard. The former. Not Cyrus. Although he's all right.
All right. Don't forget to sign off on the plans.
On it. Feel free to see yourself out.
Ship, open a channel to Cyrus Personal. Cyrus, where are you? I want to check in.
Oh, hi, boss.
Don't call me that.
Never again, don't worry. I'm in the kitchen. Come by, you probably didn't eat anything.
I'll be right there. Anything in particular you're working on right now?
If you stop interrupting me, you'll see when you get here.
Hey. Which way is the kitchen again? Green line? Green line. What do you have there?
I have been making cheese.
We already have cheese.
Better cheese.
This is what you think is the most important thing to do the night before we go down to the surface for the first time.
Have you ever had truly good cheese? This is queso palmero.
Palmero?
As close as I can get without any goats from La Palma.
Don't make goats.
You know I don't do biologicals.
Except cheese?
Food is an exception. It is also not alive.
Right. Good. I did want to check in with you about tomorrow, though. Can you put the cheese programming aside?
Of course, boss.
You said you wouldn't call me that.
I'm sure everyone will stop soon.
It's a good thing I love you all. Anyway, tomorrow. I just got confirmation from James that the clinic is good to go. He said he'd sign off on it.
He did. I just put the seed into production.
Excellent. Any other loose ends?
You tell me?
You know that it's dangerous, right? We might run into some unforeseen, horrible circumstances.
Yes, of course.
And you're prepared for that?
Unforeseen circumstances are hard to prepare for. If you can prepare for them, they're foreseen.
Yes. So, you're feeling good about this then?
It should be very interesting.
I'll take that as an I'm all set, Zahava. Thanks for checking.
Yes, Zahava. Thanks for checking.
See you in the morning.
Wait.
What?
You didn't try the cheese.
Really? The cheese?
It would mean a lot to me if you would sample this cheese. I work very hard on these things.
Fine. Oh. That is good. Very much, cheese. I don't really know from cheese, but it's cheese for sure.
Even if it's not quite queso palmero.
I can almost taste the goat that isn't there. I'll take a chunk for the road.
Knowing that you approve makes my life here complete, boss.
Cut it out. See you tomorrow. So it's red back to the bridge, and I know my way home from there for sure. Ship. General announcement. Evening all. You should be winding down. As you know, tomorrow, Cyrus and I are going down to the surface. Given everything we know, we don't anticipate any problems, but as he pointed out for me, we can't prepare for the unforeseen because we can't foresee it. I don't want to take this step too lightly. If you're able to meet up tomorrow to see us off, that would mean a lot. You'll have it in your planners already. And if you're secretly harboring resentment that you don't get to be the first one on our new home, either come talk to me about it right the fuck now, or prepare to live disappointed for the rest of your life. See you tomorrow. Zahava out. Last evening on board. I feel like I should make it special somehow, but it's not like the ship feels like home. All that time unconscious doesn't count.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol niya bidvaru.
I think that's probably the right blessing for former made cheese you eat after sundown, floating above a new world.
Numi, numi, Yashuv im zeta levana Yavi lach matana Numi, numi, yaldati Numi, numi, nim Numi, numi, remdati
I miss you, still. Tomorrow I'll do something out of stories. My feet will walk on earth that is not of earth. And it's so beautiful from here, so bright. You would be delighted, and the scholars would be discussing it all. So many disputations. But we have no Talmudic scholars here, just me. No one to dispute with. What will it mean for all the stories you've told me to be alive on a new world? If the crew could only hear me now. Tough Zahava, lying around, wondering about how long stories live and how we make meaning. You'd like them, I think. All of them. They're hardworking and kind most of the time. I know they'd like you. There are just a few of us, but we're carrying so many, and I don't just mean literally. People worried that it would be a lonely existence. But how can I be lonely when I hear you in my mind every day? I am, though, a bit lonely. Only in the quiet, dark parts. We're all so busy otherwise. But this is the part where I sit and tell you all the stories of my day, and you laugh and cry and hold me. Would you believe the best programmer on Earth, who isn't on Earth anymore, spent his last evening on this ship replicating some sort of fancy cheese? Oh, and as of today, they're all calling me boss because they know I don't want them to and they think it's funny. Funny. Tomorrow, I'm so excited. I can't quite believe no one else wanted to be first. Cyrus is coming down too, but it's just because he needs to do the work. I don't think he cares very much, but for me, the first feat on our new planet. How could I not be excited? I hope it's as pretty up close. Everything indicates we should be able to breathe the air. This is so far from what we planned. We trained for the worst case, for living up here until we could construct a habitat remotely, for all the work of redesigning the atmosphere itself. Instead, it's something out of a fantasy novel. A whole world waiting for us. I'm still not sure it feels real. Maybe I won't believe it until I know what the air smells like down there, or what the ground under us feels like, where the gravity is real. I need to sleep so I can make history tomorrow with a clear head. Ship, lights out, please. Good night, my loves.
This Planet Needs a Name, a science fiction audio drama suitable for our times, was created by Evan Tess Murray, who also wrote and directed this episode. Original composition, sound design, and audio engineering are by Trace Callahan. Characters were created in collaboration with their actors. Caroline Minks as Zahava, Evan Tess Murray as Zai, Trevor Bean as Mandry, Alexander Doughty as James, and Alexander and Demian Hernandez-Diaz as Cyrus. Our first full episode is in rehearsal now. While we work on it, we want to invite you to join us on our Discord server, where we're building a community of people who believe in the power of stories and in each other. Get in touch on Twitter at needsanamepod or email needsanamepod@gmail.com if you'd like to stop in and say hello. The show remains a labor of love, and we're deeply grateful to the cast and to our patrons who make it possible for us to pay them, including our intrepid optimists Talia and Marsden, for their commitment to bringing it to life. We believe that together we can create something beautiful, something better, on this planet or on another, and that the stories we tell can light a whole constellation of candles against the dark.